Generalized method of moments is a popular technique for estimating certain kinds of panel models. Some researchers seem to believe that this technique has some superpowers for dealing with endogeneity, but it is just an estimation technique like any others, and it can be applied to also contexts other than panel studies. Let's take a look at what this technique actually does and under which kind of scenarios it might be useful. So generalized method of moments is used for estimating this kind of models. So we have our exogenous variables that we use as instruments, X1 and X3, and then we have endogenous variables that may have correlated errors, and also there may be simultaneity between these or two-way relationships between these endogenous variables. To understand what generalized method of moments does, we need to first understand what method of moments does, and then to do that, we need to understand what is a moment in statistics. So Wikipedia is pretty useful here, and if you want to know more, there are some great videos on YouTube. For example, I like particularly this video here. The idea of a moment is that it is basically a distance, and the first moment is mean, and mean is basically the average distance from zero. And the second moment of a variable is the average squared distance from the mean. So that's the variance. And so on. So we have skewness, we have kurtosis, and then we have others that other quantities that describe distributions. But for method of moments estimation, we need to understand that moments basically refer to variances and covariances in this context. So we have means, variances, and covariances, and that's what we need to understand about moments. If you want to know more, then go to YouTube. There is lots of great material that you can use to learn. So how does this technique actually work? So what's the idea behind this equation here, and how does it allow us to estimate this model here? Let's take a look at the equation a bit closer. So the equation here has a couple of things. We need to understand what the z is, we need to understand what this y minus x beta is, and what's the expectation. So z are the instrumental variables. In our system model here, instruments are the x's, and then y minus x beta is simply the error term. So we have the actual observed value minus the fitted value in the population, and the difference is the error term. So that's the error term. And then this full expectation, we multiply two things together and we take the expectation, that's roughly the covariance. So that is the covariance between instrumental variables and the error term, and we set that to zero. So that's an assumption. Assumption in this technique is that the error terms here are uncorrelated with the instrument. So that's generally the assumption with any instrumental variable technique. So how does that allow us to estimate the model? Well, the estimation criterion for method of moments is that we find the betas so that the covariances between the instruments and all residuals are zero. So every residual is uncorrelated with every instrument. And we could do mathematical optimization to find the betas and calculate residuals and actually calculate these correlations. But in practice, there's a closed form solution, an equation that gives us the betas that satisfy these constraints. But this method of moments has one disadvantage. It is that if the model is over-identified, then a solution is unlikely to exist. And the reason being that we have more constraints than what we need for estimation, and it is unlikely that redundant constraints are exactly the same in any small sample. So to address that, we have generalized method of moments. And generalized method of moments look similar. So we have the method of moments are kind of here. So we multiply instrument with the residual, and but we have also this W here. So what's the meaning of this equation? And the meaning of these equations is roughly that we minimize the weighted sum of squares of these covariances between instruments and residuals. And how the weights are defined, it's not relevant at this point. But basically, we try to get every instrument to be uncorrelated with every residual. We cannot do that generally for over-identified models. In small samples, So there's always some sampling variation that causes those correlations to be non-zero. So we try to get as close to zero correlations as possible, and then we weight each correlation a bit differently depending on their importance. Another equation that actually gives the estimates is here. Understanding what this equation actually does is not useful, but understanding that we have an equation, have a closed form solution for this estimation technique is useful. If we compare generalized method of moments against another modern method, the maximum likelihood, in maximum likelihood we have to iteratively find, using numerical optimization, we have to find a maximum of a likelihood function. And that can go wrong. So there are things that can go wrong in numerical optimization. Here we don't need optimization. We just calculate our estimate using that equation, and this can pretty much always be calculated. So with GMM, you're guaranteed to get results, whereas if you use maximum likelihood estimation and your model and data are weird, then you may not get any estimates. And then the optimal choice of W depends on OLS residual, two-stage least squares residuals. So it has been shown that there is an optimal choice for the W, and we call that choice the optimal GMM. Most of the time when people use the term GMM, they refer to the optimal version instead of some suboptimal choice of W. This generalized method of moment has been shown to be a more general case of two-stage least squares and three-stage least squares. So if we choose W appropriately, then we get two-stage least squares estimates or three-stage least squares estimates. So this basically, in a way, obsoletes both techniques. However, using two-stage least squares is a lot simpler than using this technique, so maybe that has some use. We'll get to that a bit later in this video. The optimal GMM is more efficient than two-stage least squares and three-stage least squares. So one might ask, why are we using three-stage least squares at all, and why do econometrics books talk about this technique? The reason is that this was introduced before GMM. And because it has been around, people use it, and therefore you need to understand what it does to be able to read what others have done. There is also another statistical reason, which is that in small samples, three-stage least squares may actually be more efficient than GMM, but we really cannot say anything general about it. It has to be established for each scenario separately, which is of course not feasible for a normal researcher. So this consideration gives us a rule of thumb that when you consider estimating a full system using either of these techniques, then always use GMM. So GMM is better than two-stage least squares and three-stage least squares if you know that the system is correctly specified. However, with just identified models, if your degrees of freedom is zero, then all these produce the exact same result, in which case you should use the simplest one, which is the two-stage least squares. But importantly, using these rules of thumb, you would never need to use three-stage least squares. But there is something to two-stage least squares that makes people recommend its use. And also Woolridge, who I borrow here heavily, says that two-stage least squares is actually a pretty good thing to have in your toolbox. The reason is that this is a robust technique. So the model does not need to be correctly specified for all parts, because you can estimate it equation at a time using two-stage least squares. And then one small misspecification in one part of the model only affects that part of the model instead of making all estimates inconsistent. So two-stage least squares is a good technique to know for diagnostic purposes, and if you want to go and study a small part of your larger model.